Harper Audio presents The Whiz Mob and the Grenadine Kid by Colin Malloy. Performed by Bronson Pinchot. Chapter 1. Before I tell you what Charlie Fisher saw, the incredible and beautiful thing he witnessed, and how it would set into motion a series of events that would change his life in a very dramatic way for a very long time, I should first explain to you who Charlie was and how he came to be sitting there in the Place Jean Jaurès in Marseille, France, on a warm Tuesday morning in April 1961. To start with, Charlie was on vacation. At least, that was how his father had suggested he view his current predicament. To that end, the last few years of his life were a kind of series of vacations. To you, this might seem like a very good deal for a 12-year-old boy, which Charlie was. However, if your life was just a series of vacations, one after another, you'd probably find the prospect of yet one more vacation pretty boring, which was how Charlie felt about the whole situation. You see, Charlie's father was Charles Fisher Sr. You are forgiven if you don't recognize the name. This all happened well before your time. No doubt your grandparents would be very familiar with Charles Erasmus Fisher Sr., the noted American diplomat, the one who had married the young German heiress Sieglinde Dürer in a well-publicized ceremony on the veranda of the Neuschwanstein Castle in Bavaria.